Wes Welker's with us. Nice to meet you. Nice to see you again.
Good to see you all. Glad to be in here.
You really mean that? You really mean it's really nice to see us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
I don't know about the glad to be here part, but the nice to see you all, yeah. Absolutely.
This is the obligatory question we always ask before the regular season starts. Are you sick of practicing and preseason games and all that stuff and anxious to kind of get it going for real?
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of feeling that way. You know, we're excited about the season start, you know, and you know, regular season and really just being able to get out there and you know, hit somebody else for a change. So it'll be fun, you know, to get this thing going.
You were one of the new guys on offense last year, along with Randy Moss, another pretty good new guy. How did you change this year? I mean, what was your approach with Tom Brady in year two as opposed to what you did in year one?
Well, I think, you know, for myself, it was, you know, not, you know, they call formation. I'm not going the opposite direction, you know, where the first year it's kind of like, you know, learn formations, plays a whole bit, where I come into this year and all that stuff's in there. It's more about technique, you know, where do you want me, the, you know, different things that, you know, we're building on and getting better with.
We've been told that there has to be such a rapport between quarterback and receiver. There has to be on any team. But it's almost even more important here because of the way this offense runs and the adjustments you have to make. You know, they don't say, okay, Wes, you're going to run a six-yard out here and that's all you do. You might do a whole bunch of things depending on what the defense lines up. Is that accurate that's the way it is here?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're always making, you know, route adjustments and things on the fly and things like that. So you got to be really in tune with, you know, and see the same things that the quarterback's seeing. So, you know, if you're not on the same page with that, especially, you know, Tom's going to let you know about it and make sure that, you know, you're in the right spots. And if you don't get that corrected, then you're not going to be out there.
How long did you feel it took you to get that feeling with him?
You know, I feel like I had a pretty good understanding of the game and things like that. There's just a lot of adjustments that go on with what we do. And, you know, I think I didn't really feel real comfortable with it until, you know, later on in the season and stuff. But, you know, it's still even now a learning process and something you have to get comfortable with.
Are you at the point now where you feel like you know what he's thinking and you don't have to be verbal all the time and say, hey, Tom, when I'm here, I'm trying to do this? It's just a silent thing now. Are you at that point?
I you know, a little bit, you know. I mean, you know, I feel like, you know, if we need to talk about something, we talk about it. But if not, you know, usually whenever we're talking, you know, we're just saying yes, yes. Like, yeah, I'm thinking the same thing, too, before we even finish our sentences. So, you know, we've kind of come to that a little bit.
Do you think you snuck up on some people last year? I mean, 100 catches, and do you think you
more
surprised?
Than 100?
No, I know, but I'm just saying, do you think you surprised some people?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess I surprised, you know, other people. I wouldn't say, I don't know. I expect, you know, great things of myself and wanting to, you know, be a perfectionist out there. And you know, so I don't know if it was, you know, so much that way for me. Maybe from the outside perspective it was.
Because I guess the point I was getting to is that you ain't sneaking up on anybody this year. If you did last year, you're not this year.
Well, you know, and that's okay, too, you know. So, you know, we got a great supporting cast, you know, some great players here that, you know, are definitely, you know, make some plays. And so hopefully I can just add on to that.
Here in Foxborough, the key phrases are self-scouting and getting better. If you're not getting better, you're getting worse. How do you feel like you got better in the offseason? What did you work on?
You know, for myself, a lot of it was, you know, kind of getting better physically, you know, and just, you know, getting healthy and things like that and make sure that, you know, I was ready to go for the season. And you know, a lot of, I want to make sure I was in shape, you know. I felt like I was in shape last year, but to a whole nother level. I wanted to, you know, never get tired. You know, as long as I'm out there, you know, I want to be able to run in and out and not, you know, feel fatigued at all and make sure that, you know, I can go all day.
It wasn't a weight thing, more so a cardio thing. Is that what you were?
You know what? I mean, I'd say I'm playing, you know, probably about 5 pounds lower than what I did last year. I think that's going to help me quite a bit, even getting in and out of breaks and not carrying that extra 5 pounds, you know, for 60 minutes.
What was the biggest surprise for you being on a receiving corps with Randy Moss?
Just how smart of a player he is, you know. He not only is he, you know, gifted physically with, you know, speed, size, you know, great hands, the whole bit, but, you know, he pulls in, you know, the part that he's, you know, smart, and he understands coverages and how to attack them, and you know, he's always on the same page with Tom and what we're trying to accomplish out there.
You know, we heard that a lot last year, and Bill Belichick said he's one of the smartest receivers, one of the smartest players he's ever coached. Do you have an example, like when you're out there on the field and he points something out to you? What is he pointing out that impresses you?
You know, I think a lot of the routes that we run, you know, are almost kind of like options and stuff. And, you know, he sees it, you know, and he can see it, you know, every time. It's almost like, you know, having the quarterback out there at receiver, because he understands coverages and he's seeing the same thing the quarterback's seeing. And when you get that combination with it, it's a nice thing to have, especially for a quarterback.
So he knows what the other team is trying to do to him and what they're trying to accomplish. And so
right.
he'll just relay that to you. And it's probably easier for Tom, because they're clearly on the same page. They see the same thing.
Right, absolutely. I mean, if we do motion or something and the guys run with me, you know, be like cover five, you know, it's coming right here. And you know, kind of shout that out to each other and make sure that, you know, we're all on the same page.
As you're preparing to face the Kansas City Chiefs, I would think it's a little more difficult just because they got a lot of new faces. They've made a lot of changes. Even if you watch film of them from last year, a lot of that's going to be different from what you see on Sunday.
No, it is. And, you know, it's a little bit different. But, you know, there's some preseason games where you got to see some of their younger guys who are getting to play. And you know, they have a lot of athletic ability, and they hustle to the ball really, really well. So, you know, we're going to have to match our intensity and effort and make sure we're ready to go.
Did you watch the game last night at all?
I did.
What did you think of it?
Besides
it being boring. It was boring.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't.
You weren't that bored?
Not a lot of offense, you know. Yeah. But, I mean, you know, I think, I don't know. I don't have much of an opinion about, you know, other teams and other games and things like that. So,
did you watch all the we were talking about this. We got in late intentionally to miss all the pregame ceremonies, Super Bowl champs. Did you watch all that stuff?
No, I didn't. I got in about, you know, 5 minutes in the first quarter or something like that.
I think we all planned just about 5 minutes into the first.
I didn't plan it, but it worked out pretty well.
I had no desire to see all that other stuff. How long did it take you to get over the hump a little bit about what happened last February?
I think, you know, when we got back to starting with mini camps and things like that, of, you know, getting into workouts and stuff, you know, it's getting ready for a new year, and that's what it is, and that's what, you know, we're doing.
The history of the National Football League is that the team that loses the Super Bowl has a tough time the next year. It's happened more often than not. How do you avoid that?
I think you just continue to do what you've done, you know, and not, you know, go backwards, but keep going forward and you know, and continue to improve and get better on a daily basis.
And one of the reasons is what you mentioned, health. Some teams struggle because they're not healthy, and that's why it's interesting to hear you say that you worked on your health, just staying durable in the off season, because that's one of the things that can take down a team. I mean, that's the case anytime, but especially a team that's trying to prove something.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Staying healthy is one of the, you know, key things. I mean, way up on the list. So.
Yeah, you've been here just the 1 year, but we were doing the math earlier. You know, for guys who have been here for a few years, Tom or Teddy Bruschi or those guys, they've played an extra season just in postseason games over the last few years.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, those extra games, you know, I mean, it does. It kind of does take a toll on you, and those extra hits and things like that. But, you know, those are, you know, strong, mentally strong type guys that are, you know, ready to go but you know, they wouldn't have any other way, for sure. So,
you think you'd be a part of the return game this year?
You know, if that's what Coach Belichick wants me to do, I'm, you know, I'm all for it, you know. So I love getting back there and you know, trying to get my ball, you know, get my hands on the ball and get going and try and, you know, give a spark to the team in that regard.
You don't seem to believe in fair catches. You just
You know what I've learned? I've learned back in college, I probably did like twice in my career. And then rookie year, hardly ever. And then after I got jacked up a few times, I started wising it up. I got to get going, fellas. Right, but
Wes,
it's good to see you all.
Thank you very much.
Wes
Welker joining us on Patriots Friday. Good to see you. Thank you.